1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. Now open at Brookfield Square. Make plans to visit the area's newest cinema at marcustheaters.com.
Who's better looking, Belichick or Freddie Kitchens?
Belichick.
Actually, Belichick is a handsomer, older
Cleveland
man.
Cleveland can't win anything. They can't even win up against Belichick.
There's got to be a more disheveled. Well, Rex
the guy Ryan down in Jacksonville. Who's the coach in Jacksonville?
Doug Marone?
Yeah.
Doug Marone versus Freddie Kitchens?
Yeah, I'll give Freddie Kitchens that one. All right. It's kind of a jump ball. You can go either way.
What about former NFL coach? What about Lovie Smith with that white beard? Who's better looking, Lovie Smith or Freddie Kitchens?
Lovie.
I kind of like the white beard.
It looks weird, but I know who it is when I see him. There's no doubt who I'm looking at.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Do you think, you know, maybe we open up the phone lines for this one, because I think this
go to the phones. Yeah. The biggest
crowd. Do you think side by side?
Do you think Lovie Smith was growing out that beard in case he got fired, he could walk right to the local mall and say, "Hey,
yeah,
I could be your Santa Claus.
He could go to Gimbel's and take over today."
Yeah.
All right. Here's the question: who would you have to kiss one of them?
Okay.
Freddie Kitchens.
Uh huh.
Or Bill Belichick.
I have to kiss one. I would kiss Belichick because I would love to see the reaction of that.
Freddie Kitchens seems like a much more loving,
yeah,
open man.
And it's not just to grab him by the back of the head and plant your lips on him. I'm talking tender, gentle kiss.
There's no doubt in my mind it would be Belichick.
Belichick for you.
Really?
Rock, you look absolutely shocked over there in your producer's booth. Who would you like to have a tender kiss with? Freddie Kitchens? No, that's not an answer. That's not an option.
I think I'd have to go along with Tim and Belichick just to see what his reaction
shock
is.
Shock reaction.
If I'm going to have a tender kiss with one of them, I'm going to kiss a winner, not a guy who is on his ear in Cleveland. I'm going to kiss a guy who's got a room full of Super Bowl trophies. Belichick.
You're all gold diggers.
Damn right I am.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah. Getting something out of this.
Freddie's got heart.
So you're taking
Brian's looking for true love.
So you're
Freddie. I mean, with that bowl full of jelly that Freddie has, he does seem like a nice nurturing lover.
He would do commercials for Pro Bass Shop, I think.
I feel like he would take you to Friendly's and make sure he had a 25% coupon.
Belichick has a boat because he has to change the name of it every time he wins a Super Bowl, doesn't he? Doesn't he put another?
You have to add another room and numeral on the
puts,
end.
I think he puts another Super Bowl trophy on the back of his boat when
it's
they
like
win.
Forrest Gump. How many jennies did he end up having? Yeah. Five.
Yeah, seven. Six.
So he's got a yacht. I'll go with Belichick. He's got stuff. Call me a gold digger. I don't
Belichick,
care.
Belichick, did you know Billy Boy, went to Annapolis High School?
Really?
Right down the road from
me. Oh, I know. His dad coached
at the Naval Academy.
At the Naval Academy, of course. Yeah, he grew up right there. He grew up in a coaching culture.
He shows up every once in a while. Apparently, I don't know, there was some story. I forget who it was. Like, Belichick showed up at a... Oh, man, I'm going to butcher this story. But
it's the Bob and Brian show. That's what we do. So we do best.
He showed up at some practice, whether it was like a lacrosse practice or, you know, not his football team practice. Might have been a lacrosse practice. And he spoke to the team, and the guys were like, it's probably going to be, you know, just your generic, like, random coach. Hey, you know, got to give it 110%. Apparently, he, like, ripped them a new – you know what? Like, he just came in and just started, like, brimstone and fire. Like, no, you guys are terrible. What do you expect? You know? I was like, whoa.
He's not the first coach to do that.
No, but, like, usually when you have those guest speakers, they're like, hey, gentlemen, he's won 5 Super Bowls. You should pay attention. And more often than not, they're like, who the hell is this guy? And Belichick came in and was like, you guys suck.
But he just said, you guys suck.
Yeah, you guys suck. Right.
What did he say? Said we suck, I think. Did you
I was
say
watching.
Suck?
He loves, apparently, his first love is lacrosse. He loves lacrosse. Like, there will be games. I remember I was watching, I don't know why the hell I was watching it, a Navy lacrosse game. It was on CBS Sports Network on, like, a Friday night in April. And they're like, and there's Bill Belichick. It's just like standing there on like the chain link fence watching a lacrosse game.
Really? Like if there were a pro lacrosse league, he'd rather be doing that?
Well, I think money does talk. I don't know if he'd be making this. But if like all things were equal,
right.
I do wonder if he would.
Jim Brown was a lacrosse player at Syracuse. Yeah. That was he said they say he's a good football player. He's a great lacrosse player.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Carrie?
There is professional lacrosse.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, but yeah. not
there's
two
just
the money level yeah. that the NFL is.
No, not never. Yet. No, never. It's like pro soccer.
There's the premier. I think it's so there's the MLL. That's the Major League Lacrosse League. And
yep.
then they just started a new league.
With really cool names like the Atlas and
yes.
the Archers. And it's all the stars that you ever saw in college. It's awesome.
It's run by Paul Rabil.
Yep, exactly. Who is like every kid's hero in lacrosse.
It's a very watchable game. It's very fast. There's a lot of action.
But I think Rabel's team actually sucks.
It's called the. Do they really?
Like he stacked his team so hard to flex on everybody, and they stunk it up. That
really?
Is what the teenager tells
so what
me.
They so what they do is it's actually a cool concept. It's like a barnstorming league. They go to cities that embrace lacrosse, and
well, that's
they travel.
Growing.
They travel around the country. So they're like one weekend they'll be in Boston, and then they'll be on Long Island, and then they'll be in D.C. Then they'll,
it's cool.
They go to Canada, yeah. So they have all the teams just travel to one city each weekend. Actually, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, left NBC Sports Washington to go run their social media.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fun.
Lacrosse.
The kids love it.
Green and growing.
So yeah. they're not attached to one city.
I think that's smart, though. So you don't need fan bases. So
around.
Yeah, so you don't need, you know... Like the Major League lacrosse, man, we're going way in the weeds on lacrosse here.
And that's all I had.
Well, we go back. We go back to. Do you want to kiss Freddie Kitchens or do you want to kiss Bill Belichick?
Carrie, who do you
right.
want to kiss?
Yeah. Suddenly, we're in the weeds.
Know.
Oh yeah.
I think I know what Bill Belichick looks like. I think I've seen him enough, and he's fine. He's just a nice looking guy. I mean, he's not overly handsome or ugly. Or, he's just fine.
Right.
But who's the other guy?
Freddie Kitchens. He's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
He's
a little
heavy.
Get
a look at
Freddie,
hang
come
on,
here.
Hang on.
Come on over here.
Yeah, take a look at that.
Rock's got a picture of him.
No, not my type. Nope. I'll take Belichick. He'd take you out for a better dinner, too, Belichick.
That's what I'm talking about.
He has more class. Like, just, I can
Freddie's
tell by looking.
Taking you to Fridays
yeah.
at 4:30.
And he's wiping
so
his hands.
Off.
He wipes his hands on
don't
his jeans.
That's true.
Yeah, he's gross. He's so gross. I don't even know.
Belichick is mumbling through dinner while Freddie
yeah, but at least
is
gonna
a nice
at least it's gonna be a nice steak. I mean,
there's
Freddie's
no
like
grill.
He's gonna be like, "Hey, Carrie, you want to go to Ruby Tuesdays
yeah.
just so we can get load up on the
so
on the
wrong.
Salad bar?"
Yeah, and he talks with his mouth open, like with dressing on his lips. No.
Freddie is not catching a break in this competition.
No, I just don't get it.
I know. Well, he's yours. He's all yours. You said he has heart. There you go. You tell us about it when you tell us about that dinner at Ruby Tuesday.
Does he have grit though? That's what I want to know.